Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely.
What is your age?
75.
Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? Generally speaking.
I would say they've gone off on the wrong track.
When voters go to the post to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on this. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails, Malash, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. Now, the Malash will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year if the elections were held today. Would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Did you say non-motorized trails?
Yes, sir.
I would vote for that. Yes.
Definitely yes, or
definitely
probably yes.
Definitely.
Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. Now, it would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Yes in favor. Definitely yes.
As mentioned,
it sounds like one of the most useful and intelligent taxes we possibly can have. And they could reduce a bunch of them and leave the good ones behind, as far as I'm concerned. I'm older, so I don't like paying new taxes, but something that would help the overall physical aspects of our population, give people places to go, to walk, ride their bike, whatever. I'm all for it.
Thank you, sir. With the following, I would like to ask you, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing 16 trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which comes closest to your opinion?
I'm fine with the existing proposal.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? Here's the first one. Improving local roads and infrastructure. Protecting water quality and water supply. Holding the line on property taxes. And reducing government spending. Reducing traffic and congestion. Controlling growth and development. Making housing more affordable. Fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety. Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Improving public education and local schools.
I would say control spending, if that was one of them.
Okay.
And number two, control. And monitor development very closely.
You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, just indicate and that's as well. Here's the first one. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trail. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm very favorable for the TART Trail.
Your county or township government? A very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm going to have to say somewhat favorable.
Grand Traverse, a county government?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And thank you so much for your patience. You're doing great. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast. I'm a realtor. I see it. Too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
This specified expenditure, I trust them to do the right thing.
Definitely trust them or probably?
Definitely trust them to do the right thing because too many people are watching them.
Now,
they're gone.
There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trail and plan and construct new trail in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. Here's the first one, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Do you strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development.
Strongly disapprove.
To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Well, I think I'm going to have to strongly approve of that, whether I like it or not.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To promote health and wellness.
Oh, strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
Oh, strongly approve.
Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Here's the first one. Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained. Which one comes close?
The second one. More important.
Okay. Now, you will be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal, and if each would make no difference. You can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents for every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensuring the funds are administrated for their intended purpose. Are you more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support them?
Much more likely to support it.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Much more likely, somewhat?
Much more likely to support.
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Much more likely to approve it.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Well, I didn't know. Is this like hypothetical?
I am required to read verbatim, sir. I cannot add to this statement or take from it. I just have to read it like it's been written.
I thought it was just I
can read it for you again if you like.
Sir?
I can read it.
Money raised from a property tax. I was not aware, unless this is some other item that's added, that there would be matching funds, sir.
Well, you do have these options, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Much more likely, what the heck? I'm getting tired of this. Somebody doesn't want this thing to happen, so I get it.
And with the following, thank you for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. And if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construction new trails. Is this very convincing to you? Somewhat not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Yes, it's somewhat convincing.
The other one says this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
I think that's very convincing.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
This trail already generates millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
If they say so, very convincing.
This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
In today's digital age, it is more important that every and ever to provide trail and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Oh, very convincing.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail networks free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space natural wildlife habitat and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Very convincing.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Very convincing.
$7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Very convincing.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The other one says, this proposal preserves access to outdoor space so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
Now, thinking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
I'm sorry, what?
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Well, definitely yes.
Okay. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain 16 trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Now, here's the first one. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. A very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing, yes, very convincing.
This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not convincing at all.
Very convincing.
Within inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
I don't know what kind of question that is, but that's just not convincing at all to me.
Okay. The other one says, this proposal will bring more tourism to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
That's very convincing.
This proposal would give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all, or not too convincing, sir?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. The other one says, and thank you again for your patience, There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropies should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
No, not convincing.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or
no? Definitely yes.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words.
How long is this, sir? Because I'm ready to hang up.
Oh, we're at 95%.
I'm going to stop it completely out.
We're at 95%.
I am sick of answering questions about this topic.
Yes, we're done with the topic. We are at 95%. We are finishing now, sir. I'll read a lot faster for you because I really do not want your opinions to go to waste. Now, you will be given a statement to complete, just one, in your own words. Here's the statement. If I had one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, and in your own words.
This proposal is very reasonable if they do what they say they're going to do with the money.
If they say what they're going to do with the money.
If they do what they say they're going to do with the money.
If they say what they're going to do with the
money. If they follow the construct of the bond or the tax, i.e., that the money will be spent, take care of the trail, and the money will be spent to plan and acquire new trails. Those are the, they have to do that or else it's just a ripoff.
Okay. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. This proposal is called the Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previous approved 1 million for local street roads, highways, and bridges, repair and improve millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, their renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably no, sir?
Definitely no. No money for roads, period. Period.
Okay. Now, I am going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections?
None of your business.
And which political party are you affiliated?
None of your business.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
None of your business.
And what is the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
None of your business.
And do you own or rent your home?
None of your business.
And do you have any children under the age of 18?
None of your business. None of your business.
A ver por qué se ofenden tanto. Pero lo terminé. Pero que sí. He hung up on the call at 97%.